This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This program is a product of American ingenuity, American persistence, American intelligence, American creativity. Aren't you happy you tuned into the DJV program? DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Is there another way I can say it better, Jennifer?
Victoria's on vacation. No, I think you got it.
I got it. Okay, that's good. Let's see who else gets it. It's Tuesday, the 15th of December. The Ides of December, halfway through the month, 10 days away from Christmas, and surprise, surprise, shock and awe, the Electoral College has voted for Joe Biden as president-elect. Let's see, he had 306 votes. So Karl Rove, who is a Republican operative of some question, at least he was moderately influential during the George Bush years. I don't know. Has he had any influence since then, do you think,
Jennifer? I don't know.
Jennifer?
I don't think much. I mean, I know he's a talking head on cable television, but
Right. Other
than that, I don't know if he's had much influence.
No. So did anybody pay any attention to him saying that Americans don't like a sore loser? He doesn't like. I don't think it's going to be overturned. He was sort of taking a shot at Trump. There's a lot of people. He's a tried and true Republican, though, in the sense that he's going to sort of do the Republican Party's bidding rather than Trump's bidding, and there are separations between church and state there, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people. A lot of people in the Republican Party coalesced behind Trump. He had a lot of support. At one time, 89, 90%.
Yeah.
So I think that Trump has become the leader of the Republican Party, and I think people are lining up behind him more than they're lining up behind Karl Rove. So,
okay, I'll give you that one. That one, I think, is an easy one. Yes,
yeah.
I think you're right about that. All right, so who's lining up behind whom in Georgia with the runoffs? There's early voting going on right now. A lot of people are requesting mail-in ballots. I just don't think people get that they ought to go to the polls. You want to ensure your vote counts. You want to make sure that you don't get screwed by the system. Then you stick you go have a paper ballot and you put it in a box and you watch the number count as they roll it in.
Of times people want the absentee ballot in because that means that they might be able to get a vote to count a couple of times instead of just one.
Oh,
so that's I think that's why they push for the absentee ballots, because when you don't have those in-person ballots to watch the machine cast them, that it becomes, there's more gray area.
Okay, so
I think the powers that be are actually pushing towards that in Georgia.
All right, so
are we talking to our coffee cups?
And that's my teacup. It's my get the tea. I always have a little of that with me. I mix it up, a little peppermint tea. The idea that a Republican could win one or two seats, it's not a stretch to come up with that conclusion. And then it's not a stretch to come up with the conclusion that the Democrats could win. I think it's stretching it. The Democrats get two. But I think you could make an argument that they maybe get one. And then you can make an argument that they don't get any. So, and you're on the side of you hope they don't get any.
The Republicans need to win one just to keep control of the Senate. So that's just logistically what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, if we were ever talking about Georgia before this moment, we would have said easily that the Republicans were going to win. There was no chance that the Democrats would win because the state of Georgia was pretty solidly red. What we've seen this year and what we've seen in the presidential election and since Stacey Abrams lost as governor in Georgia is that she and her organization have worked to register a lot of voters. Now, that's great. I'm for registering voters. I don't knock her for that because I think that that's important. But because there were a lot of registrations done during COVID, there's a lot of, again, a lot of stuff that was pointing towards maybe fraudulent registrations, which allow for more absentee ballots to be out there. So if it was all done on the up and up, fantastic. If not, then I think that Republicans should be worried today whether or not this is going to happen. So,
Yeah,
and if you look at the numbers, I mean, Republicans did really win in these races because Kelly Loeffler was running against another Republican and a Democrat. So had the other Republican not been in there, she would have had more votes than Raphael Warnock. And David Perdue beat Ossoff by, I think, like 3 percentage points. He just didn't clear the 50% plus one margin. So I guess that's something.
Can you ever state silver lining. Does any of the other state have that same rule, or is Georgia unique in that?
I think there's some states with that rule, yeah.
I thought that was kind of unusual. If I go back, to be consistent with my thinking, one man, one vote, you got one more vote, you win. That's it. Whoever gets the most votes wins. And so the question comes up on who was, maybe when it was, that rule was changed in Georgia. So that you get that to that close. Are they admitting, do you think, that their system is flawed and there may be that many irregularities in the votes? Or maybe
I think this has been law in Georgia for a while. This is not, this isn't new.
No. Okay. Well, I just find that it's kind of exciting, although I think we got burned out pretty much on the election, the national election, so whether it's just more heightened interest. I think if you're a real politico, you get yourself into the moment, into the mood. But right now, most everybody is into Christmas. Merry Christmas. I think Hanukkah is about over, too, right? Hanukkah last night. We've got a couple of more nights before that is over. But there's a lot of celebration going on. Christmas. I went by a house last night on my way to do something. I forget. And it was about 6 o'clock. And this husband and wife were out in front of their house with a whole string of lights that were actually turned on, that they were putting up on the gutter, they were putting around the front door.
That's where you know where the dead ones are.
Yeah, right. I used to do that. Was my job when I was a kid. Did you have that job? Changing the bulbs?
But I had to help my dad with Christmas lights as a kid. Mm-hmm. And it was rough because he'd get really cranky putting up the Christmas lights, and he'd be
Christmas,
on the. All I wanted to do was get on the roof with him. He would not let me go on the roof, and so I'd have to stand down on the ground, and he'd go, "Come on, kid, think mechanically. Come on," and I'd be like, trying my best.
I like it when he calls you kid. I do that. I remember. He still calls you kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a very loving way. All right. So Christmas decorations. Are they here and there and everywhere? I didn't have any help, though. I put the bulbs up myself. The string, I remember we had green and white and red and blue, and there was one other color, I think. But they were, and I used to, this is how silly I was. Well, I'm not silly. I was methodical. I made sure that they were evenly distributed.
Good.
So every year, if a bulb would blow out,
you'd have to replace the same color.
With the same color. Absolutely,
yes,
had to be the same
good
color. Yep.
Because
yep.
I couldn't stand it when it was off. You have to have the right ratio.
And then there were the outside lights were bigger. The bulbs were bigger than the inside lights
the
were on the tree.
Ones, right?
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah. And there, every once in a while, you'd buy one and you wouldn't know. I would go to the store, you'd get a package of bulbs, but if you didn't read the fine print, some of them were blinking bulbs. You put them in and they blink. Have you ever had those bulbs? Blink.
I have, yep.
Yeah, and so that way that was not allowable. You couldn't have one bulb that blinked and everybody else, all the other bulbs be solid. No, couldn't do that. So there was that sort of thing. And then I would go around and put all of the lights in the, we had these candles, and I would put the candles in the windows, upstairs and downstairs. I had to make sure that sometimes, you know, if you don't have them numbered, we didn't have them numbered, so sometimes the cords on them were too short to reach to the receptacle, the electrical receptacle. So I had to make sure that I put down a short little electrical cord, an extension cord. It was very, very, that's the first time I think I've thought about this for a long time. Maybe I should be thinking about something else.
So you're talking about those lights, those candles that had the light on top of them, right?
Yeah, right,
they're
right.
They're like
right.
Brass candles, and they had like a light on top.
No, plastic. No, they were plastic. I wish I could probably find a box around someplace that still has those candles in them. I remember when we moved, from the old house to this house 4 or 5 years ago. Those boxes were around somewhere, and I'm not sure whether somebody got a hold of them. There were a lot of people who were interceding with me. We had a dumpster outside the back door, and there were a lot of things that didn't pass muster with some of the people who were moving them. We had three, by the time we were done, we had three dumpster loads of stuff that went the way of the wind, and I swear I didn't know much about what was in any of them, but it's probably just as well moving some of them. That's when you move. That's when you have, see, that's why you should move, because you, I'm sure, have a lot of stuff in that house that you would be, you know, you could do without. Lighten it up.
It's true. I think you can lighten the load for sure.
Lighten it up, right.
It's tough, you know, when you have stuff that has so many memories with it, like those Christmas decorations. Isn't it nice when you think back to them, and wouldn't it be nice to
have them? No. Well, most of my Christmas memories are not that great. What I did on my own, I do remember the light bulbs. That's why I was talking about them in that friendly, warm way, because it was a fun thing to do. I haven't put up the lights for a long. Well, I did for a period of time when I had, when I went back to Christmas from like 2012 to 2016-17. Then there were lights and stuff, and it was fun, that sort of thing. All right, I don't want to get into that because I'm now beginning to get morose thinking about stuff that I saw.
Put up a tree for yourself, Dougie.
Gift cards for Christmas from Ebon's Bakehouse. Yummy, 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 good things for your tummy. And with the DJV code after you've purchased, you get a big discount. How are you doing? Chocolate chip cookies, dinner rolls. You see, a lot of the stuff, you know, you got to keep it in the freezer until you use it, because there are no preservatives in it. There's not one thing in there that's bad for you. That's very unique. Everything in everything that comes from Ebon's Bakehouse has no gluten, no regrets, no bad stuff. EbonsBakehouse.com. You can get a gift card for as little as $10 if you want for the person that you know loves cookies. But they've got this great oat bread and these dinner rolls that they have. I don't know.
Raisin bread, and it's really good.
Is it? And like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that kind of stuff.
Oh, you could do that. Yeah, I've been eating mine just like toast. But
have you?
For sure. Peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So the cookies are there, and the breads are there, and you should be there. If you have any digestive problems at all, this is the bread for you. But it doesn't make any difference, because this bread is good for you, and it doesn't, you know, it's about the same cost, especially when you do the discount.
It doesn't feel like a hockey puck, because let's be honest, gluten-free bread is sometimes lacking. This is actually really good.
It's most of the time, it's really lacking. It's just, and sometimes they tell you it's gluten-free, and believe me, I've tasted it. I had something yesterday that it said in the box. I know Mary got lunch for us all, and she got gluten-free chocolate chip brownies, sort of, that weren't at all, because I had the same reaction about 2.5 hours later that I do to things that have gluten in them. So let's make sure that everything is better. Gluten you don't want, gluten you don't need, preservatives you don't want, preservatives you don't need. What you need is something that's yummy, 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 and great for your tummy, something that works well with you, your family, your friends, 100% money-back guarantee. We can talk about these things all day long, as you can tell, but you are the one who is the arbiter here. Get these cookies for yourself or friends. It's EbonsBakehouse.com. Check out with the DJV code for a big discount.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tickets to Paradise. Always like this song from Eddie Money. 23 after the hour, even money on Eddie Money. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria's off this week on vacay, so we're working and, you know, wishing and hoping that she has a good time. I think she's pretty much shut herself off. Well, I didn't get an email from her. Sort of.
I didn't even get a text. I said, hey, send me pictures of where you're staying. And the only thing I saw on social media was a cheers with champagne. So I think
really?
They're having a good time.
All right, so Eddie Money.
And if they're not, then they're doing it wrong. And I'll tell her that.
Okay, good. Eddie Money gets some pretty bad medical treatment at the Keck Hospital, USC Keck Hospital, before he died. At least that's according to his estate, which is now suing the hospital. What do you know about USC's Keck Hospital? I don't know that
much
about.
Well, I wonder which one he was in, because the one that I use is, my local hospital is now a USC Keck Hospital.
Yeah, really?
And so I'm wondering if that's the same one. USC County USC Hospital in downtown is a hospital that takes in a lot of everything. And so it's tough. I mean, I haven't heard bad things about it. It's a teaching hospital. But I know that they have, because of the demographic in that area, because they're right downtown, that it can be a tough place.
Mm-hmm. Well, the state is suing for medical negligence and wrongful death. According to the new legal documents, the estate claims that he didn't get proper treatment from his doctors when he went in for cardiac problems. The estate claims the hospital failed to properly train its staff to care for him. In the suit, the estate claims Eddie got pneumonia, which contributed to his death. But you get that, frankly, everybody, not everybody.
The risk of that when you walk into a hospital is extremely high.
Yeah, that's why you get a pneumonia shot, frankly, when you get to be that age. I get to my age, his age. Anyway, but he had another problem. It was a lot worse. He had stage 4 esophageal cancer. So that's pretty much the way. This pneumonia is, you know, get in the hospital for a while, you're going to get that. But he didn't die of that. He died because he had cancer, because he smoked like a fiend. I mean, come on.
He's never thought that. And
heart valve problem. And, anyway, so maybe there's a shortage of money in the family, and that's why they're suing him. But I don't know. I'm not privy to the facts about the facts. But on the surface, when you smoke like that and you have that kind of a disease, you know, if he'd have been around a year later and in the COVID department, that would have finished him off. Anyway, but he was a good singer. He had good rock presence. 26 half the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Every hour we have during this portion of the hour, a focus on some music, music knowledge, music history, music news. Here's Gwen Stefani. A lot of, let's see, a focus on her Doja Cat. This is the New Year's Eve special that we're thinking about. We're on to New Year's Eve. Are you ready? New Year's Eve is only like 2 weeks away, right?
I know.
2 weeks away, yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, wait, nothing. like the rest of us.
I'll be home looking at the whatever happens. There's nobody in Times Square.
Yeah.
Certainly, things will be different this year.
Ryan Seacrest sitting in front of a green screen. Woohoo!
Right. Yay! Yo! NBC has lined up stars like Jason Derulo, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. Performers and hosts will make this New Year's Eve special, they hope. The event isn't going to be before anybody that's actually alive. No studio audiences and nobody present because of the obvious. Typically, though, in years past, and this next year, not this year, but next year, there'll be crowds again in Times Square to watch the ball drop. But stay home. Go to bed. I don't think I've seen a New Year's Eve. A new New Year's Eve for years and years.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to keep you up this year to shift energy or something.
Okay, all right. That'll maybe be the problem.
Lays on your doorstep. Lies on your doorstep, right there, Dougie.
As Gwen Stefani with Santa Baby at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the first day that Americans are being vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has passed a grim milestone, with 300,000 deaths from the disease. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 300,586 people have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The death rate has accelerated recently, with more than 50,000 deaths in the last 30 days. Sandra Lindsay was one of the first health co-workers to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, getting the shot in New York. The intensive care unit nurse tells CNN that she volunteered to receive one of the first doses because she believes in the research behind it.
My profession is deeply rooted in science. I trust science. What I don't trust is getting COVID-19 because I don't know how it will affect me and the people around me that I could potentially transfer the virus to.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Investigators are digging into a hack at the Commerce Department with a suspected link to Russia. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information. You know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
Russia is denying any involvement in the hack.
And Google suffered a major outage Monday morning. Lance Fry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It is time for us to continue our conversation with you about the big things going on in the world. The State of the World, the daily report from the DJV show. Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn here. Phil's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. And congratulations to two winners, Jennifer. Not one, but two.
Two
Ready?
Winners. Sure.
Yes, Ray Vargo from Pittsburgh won yesterday, and Kay Broadway of Jackson, Tennessee won last week.
Yeah.
They were both the recipients of these fabulous tools powered by a power hub. They kind of like that description in the Works catalog. The Maker X has, all of them. I get a bunch of tools. Every year at Christmas time, they send me a bunch of stuff. And so I've got my... I have a little flashlight that's powered by this small little charger. It doesn't ever run out of juice, it seems. I've got the big light that we can use to fix things. I've got all these tools that I can use. I love the power drill because you're always finding yourself, maybe you don't. But in my truck on the farm, there's always a thing. And I've got this big pneumatic drill I can use to change tires. Anyway, so that's what the Works is all about. But I thought, maybe we mentioned these people feel good about themselves, and they should. Kay Broadway, what a great name, in Jackson, Tennessee, and Ray Vargo in Pittsburgh. Congratulations to the two of you for winning on that contest. A good little Merry Christmas thingamabubber. Here's a guy that wasn't so lucky But yet, it's an interesting story because he was persistent. Anyway, his name was William Barrows, and he lives in the hometown that I do, Framingham, Massachusetts. And so he's having a tough time. He went into a convenience store on Sunday to rob it. And the clerk said, no.
Wow.
Excuse me. No, you can't rob me because I don't have any money. And besides, it's Christmas. What are you trying to do? So the guy says, okay. And he goes down the street to another convenience store and robs that. And he had a little more success at the second one, but it was 30 minutes between one stop and the other, and the police managed to get him for his criminal activity. But I thought, persistence anyway, right? How about that?
If you, wow.
Yeah.
You know, we laugh because it just seems so ludicrous.
It's kind of sad. Yeah,
but like, I remember I told you the story. I mean, California is just a disaster. Like, you have more luck going to jail for unpaid parking tickets than someone who goes and steals cars and tries to shoot.
Right.
And I laugh when I say that, but it's really not funny.
No.
But there was, because of COVID, we use everything. Because of COVID.
Right.
They're not doing any cash bail or anything like that. So when you get arrested, you get let right out again. And there was a guy.
Did he use a credit card?
No, they're doing no cash. They're just not doing bail. I mean, it's like 20 bucks.
You just go to jail? No matter
what. No. You don't do anything. They're not doing. You're not even getting.
Oh, you just take a walk.
Right.
Basically.
And so there was a guy who got arrested. Well, there's been multiple stories like this, but there was a guy who got arrested for stealing three cars in one day. He stole one, got arrested, let out, stole another, got arrested, stole another. And this is what we're doing to ourselves. It's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Merry Christmas.
There was
Happy
a guy
New
who
Year.
Was running from police because he kept stealing things, kept breaking into buildings and getting released. And then he tried to hide ultimately in a rolled up car.
Great. I see that HD, what is it, Home and Garden TV, HGTV, aired the special White House Christmas 2020, featuring all the splendor of Melania Trump. Special took a deep dive into the tradition, gave viewers a chance to look at the First Lady's America, the beautiful decorations. And so that's cool, right?
Yeah.
And apparently they annoyed some people because they referenced Bush and Obama. When are we going to get over this? What is it with all these people who, and by the way, the same is true on the other side, to the Democrats who can't stand, or people who just can't stand Donald Trump. Same. When are we going to get over? It's Christmas. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Time to be thankful. Time to drop all of the crud that you have in your head about whether it's Trump or whether it's Obama or whether it's Bush. Grow up, or the Clintons. What are you? Just come on. It's Christmas. Forget it. Let's move on. I see that stuff in the people who were complaining. They sent all these. I'm looking at some tweets, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
They came from people. Come on. I think the problem is that we have if the COVID thing weren't going on, we'd have more or less time. People dumping on Michelle Obama. You got to work hard to dump on Michelle Obama, I think, no matter what. But a lot harder than Barack Obama. I think you can dump.
But I think there's like the kale. You know, there's the kale jokes.
All right. So anyway,
and for those of you that don't know, she was a very healthy eater, and so
yes,
the jokes were always that. Remember, because I think she did the kids'
kale
lunch program, and
right, always have kale. Kale is tasteless. It's
I like
having
kale, actually.
If you don't put something on it, it's like it should be in Eban's Bakehouse stuff because it doesn't have any. I'm not even sure it has value. But
yeah,
it is
totally nutritious.
It's the veggie of the year. Yeah. It's not like eating a carrot though. Or having
I think it's actually better for you than eating a carrot because it has so much sugar. Yes.
Oh. Carrots are good, though.
I know.
Six-year-old.
Thing with sugar.
All right. Speaking of.
My favorite vegetable is carrots.
My favorite. Never mind. Six-year-old kid is in trouble. George Johnson. racking up $16,000 in Apple App Store charges for his favorite video game, Sonic Forces, but his mother didn't know he was using her credit card. Let's see here. Jessica Johnson is the mom. These folks live in Wilton, Connecticut. She's a real estate agent. Didn't realize the younger of her two sons had gone on a shopping spree with her iPad with her credit card. George bought add-on boosters. He got a $99 gold ring that allowed him to access new characters and more speed. He got for $1.99 Red Wings. I don't understand. You know, I don't play any of these games, so I don't know what this means. What does all this stuff mean when you're playing a video game? The rings. Is that something?
Well, I think it's probably stuff. I don't know because I'm not a huge video game person myself, but I would guess it's stuff that you probably collect as you're playing the game.
So,
I feel like, Phil, is that right?
Yeah.
You have to ask producer Phil.
Help us out, Phil, on this. Yeah.
I have an Atari 2600. What do you want to know?
Yeah, perfect.
About rings. Yeah. We want to know about rings.
What do the rings do? Why power
you up.
Yeah. And it gives you more speed, apparently, access to more characters.
There you go.
Spend $100 at a time.
They're good things.
25 charges on her credit card totaling $2,500. So 16, 17 grand in the hole. She said, I like my six-year-old.
But I'm going to trade him into the workforce to try to pay for this.
It's like he was doing lines of cocaine and doing bigger and bigger hits. Guys, this kid's in the first grade.
I got to tell you, though, these kids with these games, they're very smart. Because it used to be, like, obviously, you know, Phil and I, we had our Ataris. And so you didn't actually get to buy stuff to power up.
Ataris. No Ataris in my house.
I was never a video game person, but my dad had an Atari, so we played Pac-Man and Donkey Kong.
Your father had an Atari?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why?
He never really played it, but it was there. I don't know. But it was,
I can see that in the conference room at the office, maybe.
We had Donkey Kong, we had a baseball one, and we had, Pac-Man. Those were the only ones I ever knew how to play, and I was not very good at it. Like, dead in the first round on all of them.
Really?
But the kids' games now, the kids these days, they have these built-in things where you can buy skins, which means you can change the way your character looks. It's like an avatar.
Great.
And you can buy all of these extra things that you can unlock within the game. So parents think they're just getting a video game, and instead they're ending up paying a fortune because kids constantly want to update their skins or have these extra features that are unlocked. And it can be really expensive. It's crazy.
Sharon Osbourne is in the hospital. She's tested positive, letting her fans know that she was hospitalized after the test. 68 years old, she's still on the talk, you know. Posted a health update to Instagram, explaining that her ongoing recovery has coincided with a planned break for the show anyway. She also pointed out she's quarantining away from her husband, Ozzy, who's 72. I think I'd want to be quarantined away from him permanently. Oof. Always looks like he needs a shower. Yeah, they apparently do. Yeah. Yep. I wanted to share, I've tested positive for COVID, she wrote, now recuperating at a location far away from Ozzy. Okay.
Yeah, gets it, I think he's got a lot going on, so probably smart if they quarantine away from each other.
Yep. Next name in the news is Will Smith. Not playing games when it comes to bringing smiles this season. Pulling out all the stops to help from his celebrity pals. Season 2 of his Snapchat series, Will From Home. Holiday season, he's inviting viewers to watch him surprise the hell out of people across the country to celebrate their selflessness and their bravery. So this is sort of an award. He brought Jason Derulo to shock 14-year-old Aiden, diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. Aiden's father, Chuck, has been doing his best to comfort this kid during his chemo treatments. Wow. But due to COVID, he usually only can stand outside Aiden's room. So apparently the two of them went in. Well, the father's trying to dance to make the youngster laugh. And Jason Derulo showed up, kicked things off by teaching Chuck and Aiden some new dance moves. He's on Dancing with the Stars, right, Jason Derulo?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Will Smith shows up, had Chuck and Aiden open a box delivered to them, and voila, it was a PS5. What's that? It must be a game.
PlayStation
right?
5.
Oh, okay. Why are you laughing? Why
because
should I know?
I sometimes feel old and out of touch, but yeah. Right, man.
Yeah. Excuse me. Check with your father on that, will you, please? The look on Aiden's face was priceless.
He reads an occasional Best Buy ad, so I'm pretty sure he knows PS5.
Yeah. I might put PS5 on a letter, PS5 times on a letter. Anyway, also Will Smith made a $10,000 donation to the Cook Children's Medical Center where this youngster is. So that's it's nice to have that sort of thing. Kim Kardashian in the news. She has put all four of her children's elves in mason jars. I can't take any more, she said. Our elves are in quarantine for 10 days. I keep forgetting to move them. I need a break. This was a note
she's talking about
on Instagram. I don't know what she's talking about, but I thought you would. That's why I brought this up.
So do you know what the elf on the shelf is?
No.
Elf on the Shelf is like a huge thing with kids now. And so what happens is it's an elf that comes from the North Pole.
Got that.
Or from Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Right, probably from the North Pole.
Right.
It comes from the North Pole. And I think it comes the night after Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
And the elf is named by the kids in the household. And you can have girl elves. You can have boy elves. They come with costume changes. And the elves find themselves in precarious positions because they can't be seen by kids. So they are out at night and they get into trouble. And then when the kids wake up and they see the elves kind of freeze in position. And a lot of times those elves are pretty pesky. They get into things. Yeah. They might make like snow angels in your flower. They might, they might spin from the ceiling fan. They might be climbing the Christmas tree. And so when they freeze and then the kids come out and see them, then they stay there all day. And then at night they go back home and tell Santa what's been happening in the house to make sure that the kids are good during the holiday season.
Bunga, bunga.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know, Jennifer. Thank you.
It's a big thing. It's a trend.
Last night on my FaceTime with my daughter and my grandson, they're taking a little trip to go up north where there is nobody for a few days. And Miles is all excited about being able to ride his bike now. He told his mother yesterday, and he told me, I don't need elbow pads. I don't need knee pads because I'm a really good bike rider. He's had the training wheels taken off of the bike, and so he just wears his helmet. But his mother offered him pads. He said, oh, I don't need that. It's really, really, actually pretty funny. I don't need that. I don't need no stinking pads. Here's something you do need, though. Boy, this time of year, you just heard us talking about a couple of people who have succumbed because they had problems and complications due to the obvious. I'm trying to do as much as I can. Jennifer is, Victoria is, and you can as well. The message from Navaj is that you need not worry, excuse me, about what's in your nose or what you're being exposed to. If you cleanse every day, the allergies is where it started for me, and then it just, you can dig a hole as deep as you want for the things that are all around. Navaj, spelled N-A-V-A-G-E, is going to make you twice as clean as you thought you could be. That's really the bottom line here. You've had your issues, Jennifer. I've certainly had mine. Make breathing easy. Go to Navaj.com. Good present for somebody that you know who has a stuffy nose all the time. Get it cleansed the natural way at Navaj.com. 49 after, no, actually 10 before the hour.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner and ink nog.
Tis the season to save big on ink and toner at Staples.
Right now, get 30% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Give your printer the gift of ink or toner this holiday and receive 30% back in Staples rewards.
In store only. Ends 12/26. Curbside available in most stores. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/30 and rewards for details.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Headed to TikTok time now, 53 after, because Victoria is out this week. I have the pleasure of sounding more clueless when it comes to some of the information here that I have to pass along. You can figure for yourself. Make sure you have your thesaurus around somewhere where you can do some reference work. Although this is something I do know something about. John Deere, the tractor manufacturer, sending VR headsets with virtual tractor demos. They'll be ready for CES 2021 next month. John Deere distributing Facebook's $299 Oculus Quest 2 goggles, which operate without a wired connection to a computer. Designing the VR experience, sending the devices to users, and other associated costs were less than exhibiting at the convention. So John Deere's budget is about 75%, that is, of its normal expense going to CES, because they're going to do it without going to CES. And we all know, I think, pretty much CES, one of the biggest tech shows of the year, draws thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Usually they go to Las Vegas, see the newest innovations. Last year's event had 170,000 attendees and 4,400 exhibitors. There is almost 3 million square feet of exhibition space in Vegas there. But because of the obvious, CES this year goes all virtual. Conference takes place from the 11th to the 14th of next month. Expectations for the amount of news generated by the event have been scaled back because there's not going to be as many people there. But CES, interesting, we're already into January, isn't it? We're into the new year. Hooray! Let's move ahead to Cyberpunk 2077. We're going to go down the road that far. Just another highly anticipated video game that apparently angers a lot of its fan base.
The Geek Out.
It never fails. The most anticipated new video games always find a way to disappoint and cheese off a large percentage of its fan base. Cyberpunk 2077 has turned out to be no different. After literally years of hype, marketing sneak peeks, and an impossible number of delays, the massive open-world game finally arrived to its 8 million pre-orders and then began the anger. The game requires a ton of computing power, and it immediately proved to be too much for last-generation consoles, and for PC gamers, it takes a mighty rig to run it right, and we're not sure how many have that. So if you've yet to buy it for yourself or as a gift for others, we've tweeted some info to help out if you should over at The Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, let's move back into our technology update. The Federal Trade Commission has asked all major social media and video streaming platforms to get information on how they deal with users' personal data. The order was sent out this week to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit. The FTC wants to know how the Internet is collecting, these big companies are collecting, using, and tracking personal and demographic information, as well as how the policies affect young people. Companies have 45 days to respond or else. I don't know what else means, but specifically the FTC said they want to know how these companies choose which ads to serve their users, whether they use algorithms or data analytics with personal information. Of course they do. Come on, what are you asking that stupid question for? How is there anybody among us who hasn't done, looked up something on Google and 5 minutes later saw and see an ad for it? Come on. All right, anyway, next up, that's kind of a waste of government money, don't you think? Tribute collects greetings from friends and family and turns them into touching montages. It's free now until the end of the year. You can create a free montage video to celebrate a good friend or a loved one. Tribute is a service that puts together montages of videos collected from friends and family, coworkers. Normally it starts at $25 a video, but through the end of the year you can get it free by using the promo code YouGotThis25. All right, you got that? You got it? Of course you got it. Tribune.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.